Iran's president points out that nations are not satisfied with current world situation. Imam Khomeini and Foreign Policy Conference kicks off in the capital, Tehran. Iran's IAEA envoy says IAEA report verifies non-diversion in Iran's peaceful nuclear program. Iran's foreign ministry spokesman says unilateral and illegal sanctions are no solution to Iran's nuclear issue. And Russia urges swift resumption of Iran P5+1 talks. In the name of God, the compassion of the merciful, hello everyone and welcome to the late edition of Iran and English News with me, Nima Chitsas. Tuesday marks the 24th demise anniversary of the late leader of the Iranian people and Iran and the father and the founder of Islamic Revolution, Imam Khomeini. It was 24 years ago that Imam Khomeini passed away, leaving behind a legacy of Muslim unity, an act of resistance to oppression, a legacy which continues to resonate with Muslims today. As the leader of Iran's Islamic Revolution, Imam Khomeini changed the face of global politics. Over three decades later, his legacy continues to impact politics in the 21st century. Imam Khomeini changed the lives of Iranians and inspired countless others in the world by guiding one of the greatest revolutionary movements of modern history to triumph. The 7th International Imam Khomeini and Foreign Policy Conference kicked off in Tehran on Monday. The conference focused on Islamic popular movements and Imam Khomeini's viewpoint. The era of Imam Khomeini and change in world questions. Vulnerability of Islamic unity from Imam Khomeini's point of view. Resistance and its role in the creation and change of civilizations from Imam Khomeini's perspective. Role of the people in Imam Khomeini's foreign policy. And the impact and role of digital media in foreign policy changes were among the main topics discussed during the day-long meeting. Iran's president has stressed that all nations of the world are displeased with the current situation dominating the globe, saying all of them are seeking a savior. In a meeting with foreign participants attending the demise anniversary ceremonies of the late Imam Khomeini, Mahmoud Ahmadinejad said, "Today, the entire world should be united by a single divine leader against a bullying minority, which is dominated on wealth and power resources." He added, "No power could stand and fight against such unity." Referring to the greatness and magnificence of the late Imam Khomeini, the president described him as a divine gift for humanity. Ahmadinejad said, "Imam Khomeini does not belong to a certain group, religion, or race. Rather, he belongs to all humans and came to save all mankind from adversities. The Iranian president further underlined that despite the fact that Imam Khomeini is gone, but his path and responsibilities over his path will remain. Elsewhere, President Ahmadinejad said, "Central Bank of Iran had a highly valuable and positive performance last year despite hard conditions." Addressing the 53rd annual CBI assembly meeting, Ahmadinejad said, "Despite problems and hardships, the CBI managed to control the market last year." President Ahmadinejad noted that extension of necessary banking facilities, market control, and successful support for production and investment are signs of positive economic growth, with the CBI playing an influential role in this regard. He noted that the CBI should maintain its tranquility. Iran's ambassador to the IAEA says the new report by the agency verifies that there has been no diversion in Tehran's peaceful nuclear energy program. Speaking on the sideline of a meeting of the IAEA's 35-nation Board of Governors in the Austrian capital, Vienna, Ali Asghar Soltanieh said, "The new report proves Iran's technical and scientific success on its peaceful nuclear activities." Soltanieh reiterated that the new IAEA report shows that there was no evidence of diversion in Iran's nuclear material and activities towards military purposes. He noted that, in fact, this report is a clear indication that Iran is successfully continuing its nuclear activities for peaceful purposes. And this is an important message to the whole world. Soltanieh said, therefore, those few countries that have not coped themselves with the reality should cope themselves with this reality, that Iran is mastering enrichment technology and is fully cooperating with the IAEA. He also emphasized that these countries should depoliticize the IAEA as soon as possible and disengage from involving the United Nations Security Council in this important technical matter. Soltanya pointed out that all the centrifuges and each gram of uranium in Iran are under full IAEA supervision. Iran's foreign ministry spokesman says unilateral sanctions imposed against the Islamic Republic cannot resolve the issue of Tehran's nuclear energy program. Abu Sarokhchi said, lifting sanctions can be part of a solution to the Iranian nuclear issue, but imposing sanctions is not a solution. Regarding certain foreign remarks about Iran's upcoming presidential vote, the spokesman added, the Islamic Republic would take necessary measures regarding politically motivated claims about the election, as well as those claims that are instances of interference in the country's domestic affairs. He also advised those foreign officials giving opinions about Iran's elections to avoid making such biased claims by learning about Iran's electoral mechanism and its constitution. Russia's deputy foreign minister has called on Iran and the P5 plus one group to resume talks mainly on the Islamic Republic's nuclear energy program as soon as possible. Sergei Ryabkov said, Russia proposes the Kazakh city of Almaty as a potential venue for talks between Tehran and the P5 plus one. However, Ryabkov noted that Moscow does not care that much about the venue, but it should suit all parties to the talks. Referring to the two previous rounds of negotiations, which have already been held in Almaty efficiently, the official described the place as proper. Thousands of people on the fourth day of anti-government protests in major cities of Turkey demanded the resignation of Prime Minister Recep Tayyip Erdogan. Protesters who converged in Istanbul's iconic Taksim Square and Gezi Park clashed with the riot police that responded with tear gas. Meanwhile, Erdogan has remained defiant, denying accusations that he has been acting like a dictator. The tough police response to protesters sparked mass anti-government demonstrations in nearly 50 other cities. A new study shows that Troika bailouts not only will not solve Cyprus' economy, but the European loan and its inefficient economic dictates on banking structure will just increase Cyprus' problems.
The 10 billion euro loan agreed with Cyprus on March 25th in return for structural reform measures and bank levies on deposits of more than 100,000 euros was welcomed with mild enthusiasm. A few months later, according to the CEPEX index, a measure that combines bond and debt indicators, the country is now facing a higher probability of default than before the bailout. These new data pinpoints to the socially unjust and oftentimes economically inefficient model of bailout policies that the Troika has adopted. The CEPEX index, compiled by New York-based financial services consulting firm Capco, is considered an early warning system of European sovereign default. The index derives the embedded sovereign bond spreads that reflect the market view on credit risk of the underlying debt from market quotes of the reference credit. The input parameters of credit default probabilities are weighted by a ratio of public debt to GDP of each euro country and scaled to the highest debt to GDP ratio within the eurozone. With this new report, the Cyprus index specifically is currently hovering over 22% and is evidently higher than the 15% probability when the country signed the bailout agreement in the first place. Greece has the second highest probability of default at 4.7%, followed by Portugal at 3.5%. While numbers don't add up and indexes provide worrisome indices of future financial turmoil, the situation in Cyprus is not getting any smoother. According to the original agreement, 17 billion euros were needed to save the Greek Cypriot sector, 10 billion of which were to be provided by the EU. But some latest calculations suggest that the cost of the crisis would hit 23 billion euros, with 6 billion missing. Cyprus leaders and international lenders are trying to find a solution to this debt-based Gordian knot. To bail out or not to bail out in case of a new crisis, this will be the overlying question in the heads of Eurozone finance ministers and ECB directors alike. Lukas Romanos, Shabaka Kabar, Aten.
Among all the problems that the world people are facing nowadays, including the recession of Europeans, the obesity rate and the number of seniors who are food insecure, as well as young generations' eating habits, are causes for concern. Our correspondent in Lisbon has more.
Obesity by halving its progression till 2020 is the goal of the World Health Organization. The resolution approved by consensus sets a plan of action aiming obesity as number one target by being a key risk factor in cancer, diabetes, cardiovascular and chronic respiratory diseases. Obesity is the fifth risk factor for death in the world, being responsible for 2.8 million adult deaths per year. The action plan calls for companies and countries to collaborate and proposes a number of targets. Some of the recommendations are eliminating fatty acids in the industrial food, promoting nutrition labeling, and lowering salt and sugar, besides encouraging the consumption of fruits and vegetables. Many consumers confirm these are challenging times where there is a lack of care with health and with nutrition, especially within younger generations. For obesity now to be number one priority of the World Health Organization, we can look at the latest projections that say that one in every three adults is overweight, one out of 10 is obese, and there are more than 40 million children under 5 years old overweight in the world. We'll have to see if citizens, organizations and companies will change this in the future. Inês Subtil, Shabaka Kebar, Lisbon.
The Pentagon is weighing a proposal for a larger U.S. force to remain in Afghanistan after 2014. Officials had previously suggested that Obama's administration was considering a smaller force to stay in Afghanistan after 2014. But the former U.S. and NATO commander in Afghanistan, retired General John Allen, and a former top Pentagon official, Michelle Flournoy, floated the idea last week of a bridging force that would expand the post-2014 presence by several thousand troops for up to 3 years. The Pentagon confirmed that the option was being considered. Now, in the meantime, a U.S.-led trooper has been killed and another wounded in a bomb blast in Afghanistan's southwestern Nimruz province. The blast took place after a U.S.-led military vehicle hit a roadside bomb in Khashrud district. The incident comes on top of another bomb explosion in Afghanistan's eastern province of Paktia, in which 15 people, including 10 school children, were killed and more than two dozen others were injured. The blast targeted a convoy of foreign soldiers and Afghan police officers near a market in Samkani district. Earlier on Monday, in Hakimabad district of Lagman province, seven people were killed in a roadside bomb explosion. There has been no claim of responsibility for the Monday bombings, but the Taliban militants are usually blamed for such deadly incidents in Afghanistan. At least 119 people have died and dozens more have been injured in a fire at a poultry processing plant in northeast China. The blaze broke out on Monday when more than 300 people were working in Baiyuan Feng factory in the city of Dihui in Jilin province. Rescue teams were sent to the scene of the incident to save the workers trapped inside the plant. The complicated interior structure of the factory slowed the rescue work. However, about 100 workers managed to escape. Security officials have launched an investigation into the cause of the fire. And on that note, we come to a wrap of this edition of iRyan and English News. Join us tomorrow with the latest updates. Till then, take care and have a very great time. Goodbye now.